Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed, Anointed, Destined, LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. Can I tell y'all, it has taken me some time to really get this going, to record this. And you know what? It just comes down to maybe doing this properly or doing this the right way. So I want to share with you how amazing God is and how God will give you all of what you need God will give you all of what you need if you do as he says, if you are obedient to his call, if you are ready, willing, and waiting. If your yes is yes, God will give you exactly what you need. And some of what I know about how amazing God is that you have to come with to him with a clean heart, basically. And a clean heart, let me give you some background here before I get too deep. A clean heart really means, you know what, Lord, I know I didn't do this the way you said. I know I didn't put myself in a position to receive the blessings that you said I could and needed to receive. I didn't do this right. And the clean heart part of this is you just got to say, look, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, you got to put yourself in a position to be ready, willing, and waiting for, you know, what God wants you and needs you to do, right? And I'm saying this way because a lot of us find ourselves missing what we need to do because we don't want to miss on the life we think we have now that we think is so glorious and whatnot. But when you're not in a position, when you're not doing what God has said to do, the life you have now that you seem to enjoy so much is real temporary. I don't want any of my friends, family, and so forth to be in a temporary position ever. I want you to be in a blessed position. I want you to be in a position to receive. I want your hands empty of all negativity, bad things, so that you can get what God has said you can have, okay? I want you in a position to receive, just as simple. And some of the troublesome part about it is when you're not, you're basically saying, I don't know if I really hear God's voice, or if the voice I'm hearing is his voice, or if I just don't know. And you don't ever want to be there. That's not where you want to sit. That's not the seat you want to sit in. And so what I'm sharing with you today is basically for you to understand that getting in that position is better than wondering if you should be in that position. Because if you feel like you're not, then you're probably not. You're probably missing out on all God said you could have. And I know I talk about this as a business and lifestyle counselor and, you know, being in position to do what God has said to do and never be missing. But hear me out. If you're in that position and you're just falling by the wayside, you may not get a second chance. You don't want to ever be in that position either. And so hear me say this. I'm praying for you. I don't know who you are, but I'm praying for you because we all want to be on the side of well done, my good and faithful servant. And so with that, hear me out. God is amazing. I was in that position. I was, even as a ministry leader, I was feeling like I wasn't hearing God, and I was feeling like I wasn't where I needed to be. I was feeling like I was missing out, not on what God said I could have, but missing out on other instructions in order to help other people. And so at the end of the year, 2022, I said, you know what? I'm done with that. I need to get back to the point of writing down what you've shown me, looking at researching what you've shown me, asking you clarity of the visions and dreams that you've shown me. And I know right now I can share with you that I've received so many different dreams, and I can't share with you all of those dreams, but I can share with you that I've received so many different dreams since the beginning of the year, and God revealing to me who I am, where I am. And then also in that same breath, I can share with you that the enemy has come in to try and take me off my perch, my understanding of what God is saying, and has, you know, really tried to say, girl, you're not getting what God said because you're not in that position anymore. You're not getting what God said because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not getting what God said because y'all know the enemy. And you know what the enemy can do and how he can, you know, make you feel, right? So I'm being honest with you in saying that, you know what, this is what the enemy has said to me, and this is where I was. And then I had to realize that, okay, let me get on track. And knowing that the enemy was coming to kill, steal, and destroy, as we know he does, I knew I was on track, because here's where the problems were lying. I can tell you, and this is not the story I want to tell today, but or what I want to share today, but I can tell you that the enemy came in so tough recently that I had a vision, more so than a dream, but it was at night, where I was cloaked, like a spirit came and cloaked me in all black. And you could tell that it was a spirit that was, you know, really trying to attach itself to me, that I was like, I woke up like, oh no, this is not happening. Lord, forgive me. I'm waking up like, Lord, this is not what you have for me. And I'm repenting, and I am asking God to forgive me. And I'm putting myself like, Lord, this is not where you want me to be. So I know that I need to get back on track. I know I need to keep going. I know I need to keep doing what I need to do for you, as you have said to do. But Lord, forgive me for anything I've done. And then I ask God to protect me. I ask God to protect me. I ask him to move me. I ask him to come in and make sure that I am on, and send reminders to me. I asked. I was not going to put myself in a position of not asking. I need y'all to hear that too. And again, God is amazing, because he answered my prayer. And in answering my prayer, I stayed on point of saying, okay, here's where I am. Here's what I need to do. Prayer, fasting, all of those things. Continue to write down the visions and dreams and pay attention. And that same night that I had this vision of a spirit trying to attach itself to me, I also had, you know, after I woke up and repented and prayed and whatnot, I also had this secondary feeling of it still trying to come into my home and do the same thing. And I'm just like, not happening, because I'm a child of God. Not happening at all. You're not winning this, right? And as I'm recording this, I know the enemy is probably listening. And I know he's going to probably come in and try to, you know, again, take me off my perch. But I'm ready. And the reason why I know I'm ready is the fact that I've asked God to be there to assist me, to help me, to comfort me, and put me and keep me in position. Again, God is amazing, because he not only did that, he continued. Within that week, I believe, He showed me some other things about me and where I needed to be and what I needed to do. And so I'm not afraid. And I wasn't afraid then. I was just mad at myself. And this is not that story. This is not that time. I want to share with you something that God had done recently to say, girl, this is what you need to know. And so something fell into my lap. Someone on social media, and she's in a place that I need to be in. And I started watching her Instagram pages and her posts and whatnot, and I started following her. And in following her, what was shared with me was the looking at where she is and noticing that being in the same place, she was making decisions on what to do and how to move in a place of what some people would call lack. And I'm not gonna call it lack, for me, just not understanding, but also knowing that as a business person, that you need to know that even though it looks like lack to somebody else, it's not lack to God. And when God says move, move. So I'm watching her, and then she shares that she has this book coming out about how she got to the place that she's in and how she moved according to what God told her to do. And, you know, she was sharing with others how to do that, right? And what to do in doing that. And I'm like, okay, I need to get the book. So I look at the information, and the cost of the book I don't have. And again, this is giving you understanding of lack. Okay, so the cost of the book I don't have. And I said, I'll just look at it later. I will invest later. I will do what I need to do later. Yada, yada, yada. And so someone blesses me with money in my ministry, right? And my ministry account. And I said, okay. And the Lord drops in my spirit the next day. The Lord drops in my spirit. No, the same day. Invest in her book. And I'm like, okay, I will. And then, and so I look at it and I'm like, oh, you know, I need this money for this. I need to upgrade that. I need to do this, blah, blah, blah. And so I don't do it that day. So the next day the Lord says, invest in our book. And I'm just like, and that's Sunday, this past Sunday. And I'm like, Lord, okay, I will. And then you know, I get on my mind again, you know, I can't because of this. And mind you, I'm a ministry leader. I'm the one who tells people be obedient to God. You don't ever want to not be obedient, because even, you know, disobedience is disobedience, right? And you don't want to be in that place. You don't want to be in that position. And so here I am trying to have this, compromise with God in regards to what he wants me to do. And it's like, Dana, you know, why is it so hard for you to do? You just need to do it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so Tuesday comes again. There's the reminder, Dana, do this, Dana, do that, right? And I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it. And so the Lord, I don't do it. And then Wednesday comes. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I need to do it. Without a shadow of a doubt, I just need to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I get on a workspace call with my accountability group. And something that we say in the last part of the workspace, and it's like, you know what? I need to do this. I need to be obedient to this, and I need to do this. So I take the funds that were sent to me, and I go ahead and here's the other reason. I'm sorry, I'm leaving some stuff out. So, cause here's the other reason as to why I didn't do what I needed to do. The book says pre-order. And I don't want to wait. You know, if this is something I need to do, I don't want to wait. I want the book right now. So I want to wait on her to say the book is released, and then I'll just get it when it's released. And just, I'm thinking, okay, I'll be okay that way, right? Nope. And so in this workspace, when I decide that I'm just going to get the book, I'm just going to order it because I need to be obedient. At this point, it's being obedient. It's not even being, I need the book. It's being obedient to the fact that God said, order the book. And that's what I'm about to do. So I go in and I get ready to order it. And in her sales page, she says, oh, and I have a free gift when you sign up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So I sign up and, you know, I'm just expecting the free gift. I go through the things to make sure I got the free gift. And I download the free gift, which is basically, it's a affirmations booklet. And she's in her little spiel, she says it's an affirmation booklet. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thinking it's just a few pages or whatnot. And it's not a few pages. It turns out to be 80 pages. Download the book. I'm printing it out. I go back to the page and I say, okay. And this is all within the same 30 minutes. I go back to the page the site that I'm on. I hit continue that I've done that part. I've downloaded the book. And on the next page, it has the name of her book that she's got releasing, and it's the book. The book is not a print book, it's a ebook. It's a book to download. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I go back to the site that I first saw, and I'm like, but this said that the book was on pre-order. And I'm thinking, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm just praising God, because what I wanted, you know, that I didn't want to wait for, was available, because I'm just going to be honest with you. I believe it was available because I was obedient. Had I not been obedient, it might not have ever been available the way I thought, because I thought it was going to be a pre-order, and it wasn't. All I had to do was sign up, pay like it said, and be done. And God made a way. This is God being amazing. God made a way for me to get the book, even though it's 80 pages. I can print it out. I haven't printed it out yet, but I can print it out, and I'm set to go, right? I'm sharing this with you because, again, God is amazing. But I'm sharing this with you because, in all honesty, It's the obedience is better than sacrifice. And when you do what God says do, you don't know how he's going to show up for you. And that was one of the thoughts I had when I decided yesterday that I'm just going to go ahead and pay for this class. I'm just not class, but order this book. I'm just going to be obedient because I don't know what God has in store for me. I'm not even going to play games about it. I'm just going to do this and be done. And whenever it comes, it comes. But I don't know what God has in store for me. If I'm not obedient, you know, I could be in trouble, which, you know, we can be. But if I am obedient, I don't know what God has in store for me. Let me make sure that I am in the position to receive whatever that position or whatever that is I'm going to receive from God is. And so here it was. What I was receiving from God was his blessing on, I told you to do what you needed to do. You finally did that. And because you finally did that, here we are. And guess what I'm going to do for you? Here's this book. It's available. You don't have anything to worry about. Now go on and do the rest of what I said to do. So last night, let me share this too. Last night when I went to bed, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm saying yes to everything. Whatever your next set of instructions are, I'm ready for that as well. And I am not going to delay. And so my yes is yes, no matter what. And I'm ready. And so God sent me some more messages in a dream. And I'm not going to share what those are right now until God says that, you know, I need to share it. But in all of this, when God says to do something, do it, because you never know what God is going to bless you with. You never know what God is going to give you. You never know what he wants to say to you or the next set of instructions. See, your next set of instructions come from your obedience in the first set of instructions. And so for me, that's exactly what it was. For me, that was, let's do this, Dana, because you don't know, you can't get your next set of instructions because you haven't been obedient to what God told you to do. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, thank you. Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Okay, Lord, I see you. I see you working on my behalf. I see you doing what you said you would do. Lord, thank you. And here I am. And I'm grateful because I do hear God's voice. This wasn't me not knowing God's voice. This was me just being afraid of being without when God has always said that he would take care of his own children. He would take care of those who are obedient to him. He would take care of those that know better and thus do better. He will take care of us. And so all I had to do was do that. And I'm saying to you, do that. If God is impressing on you to do something, go ahead and do it. Stop waiting. Don't be like me. Don't be in a delay. Don't be in a position of doubt or worry or concern. We all know that worry is a sin. Don't be that person and do what God has said to do, because you don't know how God's going to bless you in the end. I'm grateful because these things that God has allowed to happen for me, this book that I was ready to wait for was immediately available to me. These things that I was ready to wait for was, like I said, immediately available to me because I did what God said to do. And even though it was 5 days later, can we talk about that real quickly? The number five is the number of grace. And because God gave me the grace that he didn't have to give me. Let's talk about that too. God gave me the grace that he did not have to give me in order to pre-order this book. He put me in position to receive. He put me in position to receive. Whew. And so now I'm ready on the next set of instructions. And being ready on those next set of instructions is put me in another position to receive what God needed me to receive on last night. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have time to wait. With everything that we have going on in the world, you do not have time to wait. You do not have time to doubt, and you do not have time to question. If you know you hear God's voice, then move. If you know you are the voice of God, especially those of us who are prophets, if you know that you are the voice of God to speak to and to encourage others, then move. You don't have time not to move. You don't have time to hesitate, because Jesus could be on his way back right now and could happen tonight. We know that other things have to happen in order for that to be in position. But don't be the person that delays. Don't be the person that delays at all. Don't be that person. And I'm in awe of God. Again, God is amazing. But God is also ready to continuously talk to his children, because you are his children, because you are the one that he wants to put in position for whatever it is he wants to put in position for you. Let me give you a good synopsis here that I think is a good storyteller, if I could, to drive this home. God told Abraham to take his son and God told Abraham to take his son and use his son Isaac as a sacrifice. And God was like, okay, just do it, right? And Abraham was like, ooh, my son, huh? okay, let me do this. And in doing so, God did what? God gave him a ram in the bush. And God didn't have to. God could have just taken his son and done what he wanted to do. And we would have just had to been okay with that. We would have just had to been the ones to say, all righty, God did this. And okay. We would have had to been okay with that. As his children, we would have had to have been okay with what he said. And the fact that he took Abraham's son. We would have had to been okay with that. Period. No big deal. Just period. Right? But he gave him a ram in the bush. Just that simple. Gave him a ram in a bush. And so then what do, y'all? We say to God, okay, you did this, and I'm ready. And you took my son. And now I don't have my son. But I was obedient, so you're going to bless me another way, right? That would have been what Abraham would have said, because his son would have been gone, right? But you don't know, we don't know how he would have blessed him in any other way. Maybe he would have given him for the one son that he would have sacrificed. God would have given Abraham 100 sons, or would have given Abraham 100 daughters, would have given Abraham anything. You follow me? Anything. We don't know, because that's not how the story went. That's not the story that we've been told. That's not the, there was no what if. It was just, here we are. And that's what we have to agree with. And that's what we have to know and understand. And that's what we have to live with. And that's okay, because God is exactly who he is. And so with me, God did exactly what he said he would do. And that's where we are. And I'm grateful of that, because that is who God is. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. God has blessed me, and I'm okay. God has blessed you, and you're okay. God has shown you in many ways who he is, and you're okay. And so we can't live in doubt, is where I'm coming from with this. We can't live in doubt. So move and know that God is amazing. That is my testimony, because God is amazing. That is my testimony, because God released something that I was willing, even on the fifth day, the day of grace, to wait for. God released it on that day of grace. Grace, favor, and mercy. That's what we look for. That's what we want. That's what we desire. And that's where we are. Listen, God has not forgotten you. And at this point, when he knows that you will do, even though you might have taken so long, even, you know, we don't want to get to that point, but even though we know and that God knows that this is something that he will do, then guess what? Let him do it. Let him do it. Let him give you what he needs to give you. Let him show you what he needs to show you. Let him use you the way he wants to use you. And don't be afraid. Let God be who he is to you, because he is God. He is omnipotent. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is God. Never underestimate God, because your mind is in a position of, I don't know. I was there too many times in the past 9 years, and you don't need to be that person. I'm so grateful of God and who I am to him, that he gave me this opportunity to share with you. You know what? To share with you the blessings, to share with you the understanding, to share with you everything, to share with you all of who he is to me. to share with you. I am grateful to God for the opportunity that He loves me so much that He allowed me to be used to give you this testimony. This might be small to some, but it's major to others. God bless.